Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Matthew Ownby's here. Matthew is a great member of our Brain Trust. 5 years now he's been hanging out with us. Chief Human Resources Officer and Senior Vice President at Aflac. Aflac, that's a great company I've done business with over the years. And he's here to talk to us about one of the most important topics that we could discuss today. Matthew, welcome back.
Thanks for having us. Pleasure to be here again.
Good to have you back, Matthew. It's always a pleasure to have you here. So over the last 20 years, if you ask small business owners, what's their number one concern, it went from needing more business to needing to paying too much for health care coverage to regulations to taxes. But now, for the last 3 or 4 years, you ask a small business owner what's the biggest challenge they have. All those other things are down the list, and right on top is finding enough qualified people. The big lament among small business owners is, I can grow if I can find people. If I don't get people, I can't grow. What do you think?
No, that's right. I mean, we've talked about it for several years now. The talent and the war for talent is still going on, even though, you know, we hear the economy is softening. Our small business report always focuses just on the feedback around retaining talent, attracting talent. It gets harder as people get more and more options. And you certainly in the small business world like we are, it's a popular idea, and certainly the idea of working for a smaller company tends to be more relative attractive to the younger generation and the new workers entering the workforce. However, their expectations of what happens in the workforce, whether it be in benefits specifically, so healthcare benefits specifically, or education assistance, or financial welfare support, et cetera, tends to determine whether or not they're going to stay or go. Mm-hmm. And like you said, over the years we've been doing this together, healthcare tends to continue to be top of the list, sort of above governmental regulations and,
right,
and tax changes and things like that. We hear from the leaders of small businesses all over the nation, and healthcare, look, it's in the news all the time. It was in the news, 5 years ago when you and I started this together, and is still there. And so employers, small business employers that solve this problem have the best chance of retaining the workforce.
Well, yeah, in the beginning, you've got a smaller pool of applicants now that you can choose from. And once
right.
you actually get a hold of one that might be, maybe you said, wow, how does nobody know about this candidate? I'm snapping them up right away. Then they're going to push back on you and say, okay, I am here. I'm interested in what you guys offer, but tell me what you offer, because they're in the driver's seat. These candidates now, aren't they?
They are, and, as we continue to survey the small business employees across the nation, probably one of our highest years ever this one's been, where 70% of our survey respondents said their benefits packages were extremely important to not only just their financial well-being but their job satisfaction. We talked about this last year where the satisfaction and engagement is clearly directly correlated with this idea that they feel mm-hmm. protected from a financial health perspective, which is directly connected with having benefits available to
our young workforce. Are millennial unmarried people, are they focused on benefits? Is that something they ask about early on?
Yeah, it really is.
Because most millennials, let's face it, most millennials in their 20s aren't married. I mean, it's not like my generation. Most of them aren't married. The majority of them are not married.
That's true.
And when you, and when you're 20, when you're 25 and unmarried, you're bulletproof and invincible, right? So,
you know, I was never 25 and unmarried, but I've certainly read a lot of information about it. Yeah, it was a different era back then. But yeah, they do have a very high expectation around healthcare. But you know, the other thing, Jim, we're seeing is a lot of the millennials went out and essentially financed their college degrees,
right.
You know, through financial assistance. And one of the things we see popping up in this report and popping up in our own experience across the nation is this ask and desire for financial support through paying off of loans and grants that have happened.
So they're asking their employers to pay off some of their loan directly?
They are.
Wow.
That's right. It's very common. Very common.
Wow. What are the responses that are getting back?
Well, believe it or not, there are a lot of large employers in the U.S. that are trending towards programs like this. So it would simply work like this, you know, rather than offer somebody a relocation package from the days when, you know, that was a popular thing, now they would just offer you, hey, look, we're going to give you financial relief on your loans, but it acts as a obviously a retention tool. And
so as long as you work for me, part of your package will be we'll make your monthly payment, like maybe that kind of thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Or
the offer is
going to pay this off, and you have to sign up with us to be here for 3, 5, you know, 7 years, etc.
If I were the employer, I wouldn't pay it off. I might make payments, and because that would be how I would tie them to me. I wouldn't be ashamed of that either.
Yeah, it's definitely an option, but we see more of that happening. Obviously, you know, education assistance is big in the news.
Wow.
Education assistant relief is becoming more and more popular. The typical things that we see, as you probably are aware, are the flexible spending accounts, the
right.
Voluntary benefits are popular, are getting more and more popular, especially with small businesses, healthcare savings accounts, et cetera, still at the top of the list. Wellness opportunities, you know, whether it's, you know, having people literally, you know, finance your workout, your spas, your things like that. Seems strange, but
about millennials, they don't have a problem asking for stuff. I've seen that as an employer myself. Hold on to that thought. Matthew, I need your website, please.
Yeah, you can reach us and check out this report at the AflacWorkforcesReport.com. That's AflacWorkforcesReport.com.
All right, so check that out, folks, and you'll find it very interesting. We're going to talk some more about this with our good friend Matthew Owenby. He's with Aflac. He knows what he's talking about. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassen.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.